There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Memorial Day weekend almost upon us. A lot of people hoping for some decent weather, taking off Thursday, Friday, even in some cases, to stretch out the holiday. Often this becomes one of the times when someone will string a vacation together, take an early vacation, if they have kids maybe that get out of school early. It used to be, I remember when we were kids, we were out, boom, right after Memorial Day. Now, because of weird weather and also because of the way school districts are, depending on what part of the country, lots of times you get out of school in, you know, the second week of June and you're back again by, you know, August. You're there. And we would never come back into school until after Labor Day. That was the brilliance of that, because August was the great vacation month. No vacation for Senator Rand Paul. Oh, yeah. He was on the chamber floor on Wednesday protesting the legislation to extend most of the National Security Agency's spying program that lots of leaders on the Hill are aiming toward a vote this week, by the end of the week, so just a few days left. Paul is seeking, of course, the presidential nomination. He's one of the band of merry men and plus a woman, where we're getting up to the point where we're almost in double digits. And he says he'll attempt to delay consideration of the bill with an extended floor debate. That's called a maneuver. It's called a maneuver. So there you go. While that was happening, you had so many that were saying, what a stupid thing for him to do spending those hours, like Congressman Pete King, who just slammed Rand Paul for putting, he says, our national security at risk. He says it's ridiculous by not renewing the Patriot Act and the NSA's metadata programs that is authorized now. King says he's doing a disservice to the country and he's putting all of us at risk. He's unnecessarily frightening the American people. Are you frightened, American people? We know King, of course, is a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. And he says he's making the NSA to be the enemy, making him out to be the enemy, when in fact it's Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Islamist terrorism. That's what King is saying, that it's just terrible and stupid, and why would you put our lives in danger? Why would you put us at risk by doing that? That's what he's saying about Rand Paul. So I don't know. Is it 2 points for Rand Paul or 2 points for Pete King, the congressman from New York? Grim gets a crack at being on this hour first. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Kate. I want to do something a little lighter. First off, I wanted to say last night to Dan, don't worry about Obama. He's short. You know, that's an old military term.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, he's so short, he has to take his sock off to look out now.
Oh, you're so bad.
Now, I did come up with a dumb thing I did, and you'll find out that this is true because I did do chicken farming. And that's like, you know, serious 6 day a week, 16-hour days. And I had a feed line break on me, and I got so exhausted from repairing it. And it just happened to be the hottest day in August I had to do this, and it was at the end of the day. And I worked on into the night, so you can figure it was about 18 hours to 20 hours. Plus, I had a 13-mile drive back to my place because my father had passed away, and I did the farming.
Mm.
And I stopped in at Taco Bell because I didn't have time to fix me anything, got me something, went on back to my place, and before I got out, I threw, you know, the old Motorola flip phones?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a little plastic antenna you pull out. I threw it in a Taco Bell bag, went in, took a shower, took care of my animals, got back out, grabbed the bag, threw it in the microwave, and it went about 2-3 minutes, and I said, oh, my. I realized the phone was still in the Taco Bell bag.
You are so funny.
Wasn't much more than 2 weeks old. And, you know, they were pretty expensive. So, you know, I did manage to get it to work for one. Boop, and that was it.
You're hilarious.
You know, the baddest part was having to go back to the real cute salesman and buy another phone.
Oh, man.
And tell her the story, you know.
Oh, that is brutal. Yeah, see, yeah. This is the world we live in. These are, what do they call them, first world problems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe some other people have had some microwave incidences down there.
You know what? I'm always freaked out about the microwave, like what can be in there, what can't. For some reason in my head, you know, the way they make paper plates now, there's paper plates you can easily put in the microwave that always say, are you sure I can microwave this paper plate? I mean, it's not going to explode and catch fire. It doesn't make sense to me that I can put the paper plate in there. I don't know.
Well, hey, I had the same problem because I wanted to pick up some cheap dishes at Walmart, and when you get older and you can't read in the fine print, you know, and I had to ask somebody, is this microwave safe or what? You know, because I didn't want
exactly
expensive.
Right, because, you know, some of them aren't. Some of them are not microwave safe, so you're right. And you know what? You don't even have to be used. It doesn't matter if you're getting older or not. Isn't it crazy that some of the things that we have to kill ourselves trying to read the fine print? I don't get it.
Well,
do they do that on purpose?
Yes. Yeah, now, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Congress also pass a law on some of these car commercials and whatnot that, you know, you're not liable for purchase due to the fine print being too small to read? I think they did.
I think they did, too.
So, you know, that's
really
not... Yes,
because how do you know? You can't tell.
And if you've been reading my print, you can read my print. You know, I go to, well, being an architect, that's one thing you learn to do. You have to learn how to print.
Yeah.
And you're evaluated. I think doctors and attorneys need, you know, to go through a course like that.
No kidding. Yeah, I agree. And there's so many things. This we talk about when you get your healthcare stuff. I mean, you need a master's degree to try to read everything in between. Wait, let me go to college because I'm sure that'll be cheap, so I can learn how to read, so I can get another degree, so that'll be useless, so that I can read what I'm getting myself into because I have no clue what it says. It's insanity. Well,
healthcare's exceeded the taxes.
Exactly. And so many people, it's like, wait, that many people now don't have any health care? I don't understand. I thought Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act, was supposed to rescue all of us. All right, Grim, thanks for the call. Stay with us. We're checking the mailbag next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Once again, one of my favorite things to do, you know this by now, I keep saying it, I'm like a parrot, is to check all of the email that we get, because all of you have so many opinions on what we've been talking about here on America Tonight. And if you can't get to the phone, or you do that cool thing of downloading the show on demand, I think is fabulous, and I know a lot of people do that. Your schedules change, or you decide you want to listen to something a little bit later, so bravo to that. And that's what I get a lot of you sending me emails after you've heard the show, maybe a day or two later. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's the first one from Bradley, who says, Kate, I was so upset when I heard you talk about that story of the charities who were supposedly raising money for cancer, and they were using them for jet skis and vacations and everything but helping people who had various forms of cancer. This is why when you give to a charity, you have to really look at what percentage of the money they raise do they actually put into the program. Yes, well said. I think you should try to do that for sure, because you know you feel badly. You had someone that died from cancer. You want to give money to help cure cancer. You hear these stories, and then they spend $187 million on themselves. Outrageous. College tuition, cruises, gym memberships, cars, really outlandish stuff too. Not, oh, we took a little bit of this and split it here. No, it was much more serious, I think, than that. Big ticket items. Yeah, and I've talked about this on the show. It's been a while since I've talked about David, but I support a kid in Ecuador through Children's International, and we got involved with that program, or I did, through somebody I know. And I went, as you all know, on that, or maybe you don't, I went on that trip to Ecuador and met David and his family, saw how they were living, you know, saw everything, and also saw how much money was going to the family, and almost all of it. So that's the way that charity was set up. You just have to look at what is the portion of where it's going, and then you'll know that most of your money is not going to administrative fees, which then can be used in these ways that we're seeing with these various cancer charities. Not all of them, certainly, but the four that came, it came out that that's what was happening. How about this one from Sam in a different direction? Kate, wow, those tornadoes, pretty massive. And as you said, it seems like there certainly have been a lot of those tornadoes lately. What do you think is going on? Well, I think it's just that severe weather, that the systems are right and they're getting the rain, and the weather is set up so that those tornadoes are spawning in Texas and in Oklahoma. Sadly, five people died this last time around, you know, and that's absolutely awful. But with tornadoes, sometimes you don't have a lot of warning, and you've got to get out of the way of a tornado, but you don't have a lot of time to do it, so that can be obviously disastrous. Another one about the tornadoes from Ken, who says, you mentioned harsh weather, and you said that you used to just poo-poo the idea of having emergency-ready stuff, but you learned your lesson because of a hurricane and some other bad weather that you had been stuck in. And I say bravo for saying that, because it isn't a bunch of nonsense to have water, to have a plan, to have documents that are copied and put somewhere. If some disaster never happens, that's a great thing. If it does, it eases your stress, don't you think? Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was referring to, that, you know, the lights go out, no generator, refrigerator's down, but then it gets worse. There's flooding in your neighborhood. You don't have any cash on hand. Am I going to get to that ATM? What about my other documents? Or there's a fire. I had a friend who, and luckily he was pretty prepared, but it still was a really long journey. His house caught on fire. They put the fire out, but there was so much smoke damage and fire damage that they couldn't live in it. Clothes were ruined. Kids had to go to school the next day. They had insurance, of course, but then they've got to go to a hotel. And it was really a crazy process by the time they'd gone through everything. Even just detailing what was in your house, because you have to do the what was this worth thing. And do you know what's around you? Do you know, you might know a few heirlooms, but do you know everything that you have and its value? Probably not. Do you have pictures of it? Probably not. And that's what happens. So all of a sudden your house is gone because of a tornado. Now you have to pick up the pieces. And where are those account numbers? Yeah. It is a good, you know what? And you just take a couple minutes. I'm not lecturing anyone, believe me, but if you just take a couple minutes, do like the 20-minute rule and just start writing down account numbers, put them someplace else, have a safety deposit box, have a couple lists in a couple different places that are safe. So if the worst happens, boom, no panic. You just go right to that list. You have your water supply, you have food, whatever it is, and you take some of that stress out, definitely. Here's one from Tom, who says, Kate, I'm from the Northeast, and I heard you talk about the Amtrak situation. Yeah, I've been on those trains like you. And it's second nature. You step off the platform, you're in a great mood, or even if you're not in a great mood, you get on the train, you start to read, you're not paying attention to anything around you, and the next thing you know, you've toppled over in a car, and there is nothing to hold on to, lots of sharp objects, and it's pretty darn dangerous. He talked about the overheads and the fact that you have luggage and things there, and it's just wide open. They certainly need compartments, if nothing else. And on a different note, they have to have that automatic system that slows the train down. I feel sorry for those families who lost loved ones because of the way the train went through the curve. That's just absolutely awful, and those calls must have been incredibly devastating. Oh, I'm sure they were. You know, the one kid who was in the Naval Academy, can you imagine? His parents couldn't be more proud, and he's just simply coming home. Then they get the phone call that, yeah, he's not coming home anymore, and you're at a loss. Then more stories break, and of course there's lawsuits, and there'll be payouts, but the payouts don't bring the person back, and all those people obviously know that. Here's one from Chris, who says, Delaney, did you see this thing? And I think you did talk about it, about the pipeline spill. I think you mentioned that you lived in that area where it happened. I can't tell you how many times I drove down 101 and saw those oil wells to the right of me on this beautiful California coastline and see, here's what can happen. You know, when I first moved to California, when I lived in California, I found that shocking because, of course, I didn't know about that. I didn't realize that they were within distance where you could see the platforms, and you can in some of those areas in Santa Barbara down that highway. The good news is as far as this pipeline's concerned, is they shut it off 3 hours after the spill. So you did get 4 miles of beach and, you know, 50 yards out into the water that were ruined by that or being cleaned up. And you figure this is Memorial Day weekend. But they got to it as soon as they could, and at least they got there then versus later. And that's pretty pricey real estate, as somebody said to me, very familiar with that. Those beaches are popular with campers, certainly, and other people. And it's a big boating area out and around there. And, you know, that's going to probably cause some problems for the weekend, without a doubt. All right, here we go. This one, our pal Jake in Austin. Kate, that New Jersey kid that was suspended, did you happen to catch that story? I was watching Fox, and then I later saw it on CNN. He got suspended for a foam bullet. I mean, how ridiculous has it become in the schools? There are so many other things they need to be watching. I don't get it. Was the kid's personality, was he a bruiser, or why would that happen? You know, the answer is why. It's because of how people are so freaked out about what's in the backpack and all of that. And you're right, there was a kid, his name's Aaron Moody, who had got that, you know, zero tolerance put in his face, I guess, because he was suspended all of last week, by the way. It was a foam Nerf gun bullet. That's what he had. And this was in Atlantic City. He was reaching for a note from his mom when it fell out of his pocket. So he just had it. He's a kid. You know, he's running around playing that game probably. Stuffed in his pocket, doesn't know it. And one of the faculty people saw it and freaked out about it. So once he pulled it out, once he pulled his late slip out and that fell out, that was it. They decided, yeah, this is a self-constructed weapon because it had a toothpick in it. And, yeah, he's suspended. The mother said that it was just ludicrous, that she could understand if he had a toy gun in class and tried to shoot someone, but he didn't. She said he just had this the dart with a broken toothpick in it. It had nothing on it. And it was a foam Nerf thing. So, you know, they're still saying in Atlantic City in that school district, well, you know what? It's a 5-day suspension because you cannot have that, anything that is shaped like that in your pocket. Wow. That really is the zero tolerance thing. All right, if you have any thoughts on what's going on in the world or your own backyard, send them to me, americatonight.net.
The moon is rock on the mountain.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Especially on the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton made a bazillion dollars speaking anywhere and everywhere. Poor Bernie Sanders. His 2014 speaking gigs netted less than $2,000. Wow, that really pales in comparison to the $25 million that Hillary hauled in, doesn't it? $25 million. Less than $2K compared to $25 million. Of course, Bernie was involved in politics on the Hill, and he wasn't out there talking to the Society of Trash Collectors or the CPAs of America, or whatever group that she was in front of. She was in front of a lot of groups to make $25 million, and she did a lot of speeches. And by the way, so you know, Paul, that would be Rand Paul, doing the filibuster, wrapped up at 1:18 p.m. on Wednesday. So he was doing the filibuster thing for 10 hours. Yeah. He decided that that's the way he wanted to go. So he was there, he was there, he was there, he was there. You know, that whole, they have all these rules about filibuster. You can't do much of anything. Somebody has to really take your place. You're jogging around all over for it to be considered a filibuster, but he took over the Senate floor around 1:18, I should say, correct myself, 1:18 in the afternoon on Wednesday, and it was a what they were calling a filibuster of extending the Patriot Act. He's not in favor. He's not in favor. So, I don't know, you got to be, I'll tell you what, you got to be pretty hardy. And he did threaten to do that. So, I don't think it wasn't a shock. There's no question that he had already threatened that. Hillary Clinton, in the meantime, was still basking, I guess, in her moment of the fact that she answered questions. So, at least temporarily, she was going to be left alone. There was a countdown clock on when Hillary would talk again to the media. And everybody really kind of bought into it. So, meaning even the New York Times was doing something on it. And other papers of note that would normally embrace, let's say, Hillary Clinton. I mean, the thing is, though, she may have the last laugh in this whole matter because she's still, even with some numbers dropping, she still is in the lead in almost any possible scenario. It's very early in the game. What happens as we get deeper into 2016? By the way, Hillary Clinton says child care, this was her hail to the chief moment, needs to become a national priority and is urging Republicans in Congress to provide more federal bucks to help working families care for kids. It's a big problem. So she said that Republicans need to get on board or get out of the way. That's how she said it, too. She said, get on board or get out of the way. She says child care could be improved through new tax breaks to parents or even grants to states. She was attending two private fundraisers, one at the home of a media executive, another with a billionaire entrepreneur. She was in Chicago. And she actually went to a couple of different places. She was at a community event that was sponsored by the Service Employees International Union. And she said people have to be firm on the right to organize and bargain collectively. So how about that? Chicago, that's her roots too as well. It's not surprising that she would dip back into Chicago, you know, pretty almost right away. At once she says she's announcing and she does the Iowa thing and New Hampshire, you knew that Chicago would absolutely be on the list. And then I wanted to throw this in here. This is not hail to the chief, although I'm sure he would like his crack at it, but Mitch McConnell, you know, you have the Justice Department warning the guys on the Hill and the women that the National Security Agency may have to wind down bulk collection. This goes to the whole filibuster thing, too. And I think Mitch McConnell thought that this would just be an easy walk and there wouldn't be a big problem with this. But now with the expiration of the law on June 1st, that's the Patriot Act, and uncertainty on the Hill, the memo that circulated describe the powers that are going to lapse and the actions NSA is going to have to take to avoid legal challenges. That sounds ominous, doesn't it? They had to deal with this before they leave town for the Memorial Day recess is what they're saying. And, you know, the reason is they're saying they're worried about losing some, anyway, tools to fight terrorism. If they lose the tools, what will they do? I remember last week the House backed the U.S. Freedom Act, which would replace bulk collection with a system to search the information held by telephone companies on a case-by-case basis. The vote was 338-88, and House Republican and Democratic leaders have insisted on their bill. So Mitch McConnell and some of the other top Republicans, if you want to call them that, wanted to just authorize the post-9/11 law. Let's just skip all this folly, is what McConnell is saying, and let's just reauthorize it. Let's agree to allow a vote on the House bill, but there might not be enough votes to pass it in the Senate, which is exactly what it's looking like. You know, remember, this was the whole Ed Snowden thing. He had the former NSA contractor who had all those revelations about the NSA, and then lo and behold, oh, that's right. There were some things that were happening that we just didn't tell you about. Like how much information we were collecting. And you know, it goes back to the yin and yang. How much information would you want collected versus what does our intelligence tell us as far as protecting the homeland? And, you know, it depends on who you talk about. You get two very, very different answers on this one. You get two incredibly different answers. And I guess it depends on what branch of government they're in, and also how do they feel about 9/11 and the aftermath and all of that kind of stuff. Also, we have some breaking news that's really important. The D.C. slaying suspect has been ID'd. They were looking for a suspect in quadruple murders in a Washington mansion. They were looking for this 34-year-old man, and now they've done it, which this was really creepy. In D.C., there's a lot of concerns over how this was going to all unfold. And this is an arson deal. That's what happened. And you knew, as soon as the arson investigators came in, yeah, this isn't good. So what happened was Darren Dillon Wint was wanted on charges of first-degree murder, and they haven't released a motive for the killing, but they believe money was probably the prime factor. They think that's what it was. Because there were other assailants who set the mansion on fire, killed the people there, and the family's housekeeper got away with $40,000. So was she in on it? Was there something related here? The victims had suffered from blunt force trauma, and they think the four of them were killed before the house was set on fire, so they were bound with duct tape, held captive, that kind of stuff, and there were signs of torture to at least one of the victims anyway. The Savopoulos, is that's the name of the family, were there, so they kept looking. And the housekeeper certainly is a piece of this puzzle. It's a crazy piece of it, but if it allowed the details to come forward as to why would this happen and what is the explanation, then I think it's a good thing. And they're probably trying to piece together some kind of a connection between the housekeeper, the people who broke in, the money that was stolen. But wow, for $40,000, at least they have the guy. Because it was a Washington mansion. It was set on fire. It stunned the people in that neighborhood. And his name is Darren Dillon Wint. And he's wanted on charges of first-degree murder while armed. And they say whoever was in the house, they were looking for money, which is why would the housekeeper get away with $40,000? And the answer, she would have to know about the money situation, and apparently she did. And then did she let them in on it, the assailants, or did they let her in on it? Who knows? Money is a powerful motivator. And in this case, it was the ultimate motivator and a real head scratcher in trying to figure it out. Because the people in that neighborhood were absolutely stunned. Absolutely stunned. Hang with us.
Refugee camp. Conspiracy theory. Why? Yeah. Why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch.
in July with Rich Dendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, how about this one, Nathan? How are you?
Oh, so good.
Awesome. It's good to be good. It's good to be, what do they say, 6 feet above ground?
I thought it was good to be king.
It is good to be king, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never been king.
Yeah, neither have I, but that's okay. We do know that it is good if you're in that position. Okay, so our first one is this. David Letterman says goodbye after 33 years. Man, that is job security. 33 years on the air. He interviewed over 19,000 people. He did over 6,000 shows. Can you imagine? How tough is it to sum it all up in one show? And people are expecting, like, fireworks. But how tough is it to say goodbye after that long of a time period? What do you think?
I think it's pretty much bingo. I mean, there were a lot of foundations that he helped kind of establish in the modern world of comedy.
I agree. I think it's a flat out bingo. Because whether you like him, don't like him, whatever, he was the forebearer to a lot of different people we see now. A lot of younger comics too. Yep, absolutely. 33 years. I mean, that doesn't even account really the early years, and he'd been at CBS for over 20, and yeah, good for him. I mean, good for him to be able to be in that era where you really just hung on, and there were some bumps and things that happened along the way, but he had the seat for, again, a very long time. All right, this is shocking. How about this Tennessee family accused of spending $187 million raised for cancer charities on themselves.
Oops.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah, that's a lot of fruits and nuts?
Yeah, that's a lot of strawberries and pecans.
Yeah, and that's too bad.
Almonds, probably. You know, we eat a lot of almonds.
Oh, it's just so awful. It goes back to what I keep saying, and I said in the mailbag segment, and you know, that you just have to know who you're donating to. If you're donating to charity, even if it's a little bit of money, it's your money. So if you can, know how they spend it. Know how they spend it. All right, it's all fun and games until someone gets arrested for landing a gyrocopter at the U.S. Capitol. I mean, the guy thought he was being funny, like, hey, so I wanted to raise awareness, and so I got in my gyrocopter, and I landed. Well, now he's facing 6 charges, Nathan. So, you know, you can't mess with that kind of stuff, especially after 9/11. So he's been indicted on 6 charges. This Florida guy could do, you know, 9.5 to 10 years in prison.
Being the first is sometimes really hard on you as an individual. So maybe, yeah, you want to try it out, but it's another one of those, okay, you're raising attention for something by doing something that isn't related to that. And if it is, it's in a way that you haven't really double-checked with too many other people to whether it's going to get noticed or not.
Absolutely. So that's the way of saying fruits and nuts. He was arrested on April 15th. When he landed on the Capitol's West Lawn, he says his flight was to call attention to the influence of big money in politics. You know, it led to a congressional hearing. It led to talking about the exposure of a gap and ensuring the safety of the buildings in the city.
Yeah.
So he's now facing 2 felonies. So it's serious stuff.
Well, he brought attention to something. So I mean,
he did.
You know,
he did bring attention to something.
So I don't think it's fruits and nuts. I think it's bingo. I think it is a bingo. It's just
bingo.
It's not the bingo that he wanted. Oops.
No, it's not the bingo that he wanted. Oh. Mm-mm. Nope, not the bingo that he wanted. And here's the thing. One of the charges was he was charged with operating a vehicle falsely labeled as a postal carrier, and that has a statutory maximum of 6 months in prison. He's got all these fines and all this other stuff.
Could you explain that? I don't understand that.
Yeah, you can't on his gyrocopter, he had a postal service logo.
Oh.
And they say you can't label a post, yeah. You know, like I can't put that on my car or whatever.
Yeah, watch
and
out for logos,
did,
kids.
And that even just that in watch out for logos.
Yeah, intellectual property rights will intellectual property rights will get you. Those lawyers know better than some local criminal defense lawyers sometimes. They'll come after that money. Woo!
No, they absolutely. And then there was a wide open gap too, because a lot of people talked about that, so it became known. And you look at his picture in a way, oh, man, if he ends up doing 9 years, and if it's a federal thing, too, you serve him out. So it's not like, oh, we'll give you so much X amount of time for good behavior. I guess you could help hope for a pardon maybe or something if that was what the case is. I mean, you know. How about this? Speaking of logos, the Justice Department is asking a federal judge to make it illegal for members of the California motorcycle gang, the Mongols, to wear their logo in an effort to crack down on violence. They're calling it the logo no-go because the feds are going after biker gangs by targeting their trademarks. So the trademarks are like breadcrumbs leading them to who they feel might be the biggest people connected to the gang.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess...
Trademarked. And it was, they've been trademarked. They're all trademarked.
Yeah.
The Mongol Nation trademark was trademarked in like 2005.
See? Intellectual property.
Nutty.
I think
exactly
that is...
Exactly what I said. I had to say that one.
Yep. Nuts. But
nuts. Fruits and nuts.
Yeah, I... Man. That's, it's just gonna... Like everything else, when you try to put a patch on top of something that was kind of grassroots organized in the first place, you're just gonna... squeeze them into a hole that you don't know where they went, and they'll pop up in another hole with a different name. So that'll keep happening. That's a Band-Aid fix.
Yeah.
It's not... Yeah. It sounds like the government to me.
Yeah, the Band-Aid fix is... Yeah. Yeah, the Band-Aid fix. That's the problem. I agree with you. That's what the problem is. That we see that too much. I mean, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, whatever. I think everyone can agree that that's part of what we're seeing that's so brutal in Washington. Just slap a coat of paint on it, and maybe it'll get better.
Yeah, slap a coat of your money on it.
Thanks so much. Yeah, your money. That's well said. Nathan Reeder, thanks so much. Fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo.
Suffering from EP. The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you
without even touching you.
The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.